this time of year, it's always great to catch up with Mike Mayock from the NFL Network. And Mike, on a very cold morning here in Charlotte, man, thanks for taking time. Let's talk about the draft process at this point. These players have made a quick transition from Senior Bowls and the All-Star Games to the Combine, and now on the field, things seem to be moving faster than in years past.
Yeah, it's an interesting process, and I think it's a long process for these kids, but it does move quickly, and the ones that are fortunate enough to play in an All-Star Game then have to get ready for the Combine, you run through the Combine, then all of a sudden, bang, you're in your pro day. So I tell kids all the time, you got to hang in there because you're being evaluated for every second of every day.
Well, when you say that about the evaluation, is it almost like looking at a stock? You know where that stock is finished during their season, and then as they go through this process, you want to see it maintain or even elevate?
Yeah, it's an interesting way to look at it. I think you start with the premise that at least 90% of the grade has to be off game film. So you start there. So how much really are you going up or down? Hopefully not a lot. The volatility of a stock could be based on medical, can be based on off-the-field issues. But hopefully the football piece of it stays pretty constant. And really, to me, the All-Star Games, the Combine, the Pro Days are all about just confirming what you see on tape.
Well, as we move forward into the draft, and one thing Panther fans are excited about this eighth pick and what the possibilities are, it's a good bet that this team will get a great player.
They should get a great player. And I think if you look at the Panthers and who they are from a personality standpoint, a power standpoint, I think you want to run the football a little bit more consistently. And I'm guessing the hot button has got to be the running backs at number eight. I really think Fournette is a great fit at eight for the Panthers. And you're talking about a big back downhill. I think it sets up the play action for Cam Newton extremely well. I think that's probably who they want to be, a downhill power team. My perspective on Dalvin Cook is I have him number one on my board as far as running backs, and I think he is today's NFL running back, but he's a different kind of back. He's going to get his 20 touches are going to be 12 on the ground, six or seven split out different places catching the football. I think he's a special player, but I think Fournette's a great fit for the Panthers.
Well, Mike, I know you're on the road, very busy. Thanks for taking time with us, and good luck to you.
My pleasure. Thank you.